Hello everyone! Happy Wednesday! Welcome to Scoping Out. Today is Scoping Out Illusion. What you think might be true could be hurting you. We're going to find out how and why, but first let me introduce myself. I'm Triffany Hammond, just like Tiffany with an R, and you can find me and all my information at TiffanyHammond.com. I am a certified professional life coach. I help strong, high-powered women with all the trappings of success figure out that peace and happiness piece. So please come to my website, find out how I can help you. I do these every week because I want everybody to know that we're all in constant evolution, even the person who develops these tools. So you get a little glimpse into how that I use these tools, what some of the tools are. It's basically voyeuristic life coaching. We can look at it like that. That'll work. So welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I'm going to share a couple resources with you today and then tell you a little story about a realization I had. And it really is about illusion, about sort of the way that we view what's going on in our life as our truth about ourselves, our path, our purpose, all of those things. So what I want to share with you first is the resources that brought me to this realization. I've been reading these two books simultaneously. One of them is A Course in Miracles. It's quite dense. It comes with a daily practice, which is about two-thirds of the way into the book, a teaching manual, which is that last little section, and then the first part is the actual manuscript for the book. It's an incredible book. It's been on my reading list for years and years and years. It's the first time I'm actually reading it and working through it. And really, what it is, it ends up being a daily practice that helps you sort of loosen up your hard, fast version of what is true about yourself, about others, about your circumstances, about life in general, which is really, really helpful because the more staunch we get in holding in onto that truth, the less we grow, the less we seek for deeper knowledge. So it's important to loosen those up. It's been a really great practice and I've been absolutely in love with it. This one I'm rereading, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. If you've ever taken a finance class, a money class, or anything with anybody ever, they always talk about Think and Grow Rich. This was one when I very first read it years ago, it didn't resonate with me the way that some of the others I was reading did. So I read it, okay, and I'm rereading it. It's hitting me differently now. So last week, I was working out and I've added some extra resistance training. So what you may or may not know about me is back in 2004, I contracted viral meningitis and it created a chain reaction, an autoimmune disorder that started to break down first my adrenals and then my organs. It was a really, really close call for me. So since then, what I've done, what I did too much of too soon, as I started getting back into my workout routine too soon. And I think that's really what ended up triggering the autoimmune stuff because my body wasn't totally healed from the meningitis yet, but I was fit and I identified as healthy. That was my truth at the time. I'm a healthy person. I don't get meningitis. I don't nearly die. So as soon as I got out of the hospital, I just went for it again. And at the time I was playing softball twice a week, volleyball once a week. We'd have our dinners at the park where we threw the frisbee and played around. I was so active. I worked out every single day. So I identified myself as a healthy person, got sick, and just could not re-identify. So you can see how I sort of had this illusion that was, yes, it was still true, and thank goodness I had that, and that's what got me through and has kept me coming through to this point. And it also didn't take into consideration my real life circumstances of the day, which was that I actually needed some self-care. I needed to refocus and redirect toward something that wasn't a physical type of strength. And I was resistant to it because it didn't line up with my illusion about myself. Does that make sense? What I identified, oh, hi, Mystic. Hello, kitty cat. What I identified as, and then of course, here's Luna with her frog. The frog. Everybody wants to play this morning. So what happened over the years is Obviously, I learned my lesson. I slowed down, and my health has taken a long time. When I said 2004, it's 2012 years, and I'm still. That's right. This is the live feed. This is real life. I have two cats. I have a dog. I have kids. I have, yeah, exactly. I have weird shadows. And that's the point of all of this, isn't it? Nothing happens in a vacuum. Everything we do to try to improve ourselves happens with the influence of the life around us. We can't push pause on our life. I don't care if you got meningitis. I don't care if you think you're well when you're actually the sick person now. I don't care about all of that. The reality is what's in front of us. And the more we hold on to the illusion that we have control, the more that we hold on to the illusion that that life is ours to manipulate and manhandle, the more frustrated and stressed out we get. Right? So, what has happened for me recently, I have over the years slowly, very, very slowly, it had to be slow because every time I push that boundary, I get sick again. So, it has been slow in coming, but it has been, what did I say, 2004, 2016. So four, oh, I said 12 years. It's been 14. No, that's right, 12 year, 12 years. 2004, 2016. Math. So 12 years it has taken me in these little itty bitty increments of getting my health back, right? So I've been working out, cardio, slight resistance. Lately, I've upped it again to a point when I could actually feel that good sore. It wasn't sore, oh my God, you just screwed something up, you pushed yourself too far. It was that good sore. I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. I remember feeling this way. I remember what this felt like to know that I was conditioning my body toward health, toward greater and greater strength, right? Got really excited about it. Well, what's interesting is that very next day, I open up this book, and the lesson was about persistence. It was about the willingness to do a little bit every day. It was about the willingness to change your thoughts and change your habits little by little every single day and trust that they're going to accumulate into bigger and bigger results. Now, remember last week when we talked about giving credit where credit is due? This is something that I'm working on. I'm working on constantly because I think I'm doing it, but then I pass it over. I think I'm doing it, and then I'm looking at the next thing on my list. I think I'm doing it, and I don't even really know totally how to feel really great and appreciative of myself. So I just go, yay, you, and move on. Right? Anybody else? Does anybody else do that? Because we're busy women. We've got a lot to do. Yeah. You did that thing. Move on. So this is a really good piggyback about understanding that the thing we think is true about ourselves, we both want to acknowledge that we think it's true, put it up against our circumstances, reevaluate it for its truth, and then be willing to give credit where credit is due. So persistence is one of those things I had never really thought about giving myself credit for. In fact, I had always gotten frustrated with myself because I was that person who was constantly seeking something new, constantly learning. I had created a story about myself that I wasn't persistent, that I was flighty and fickle in my interests. And when I look back through this lens, the two books, remember there's the idea about illusion, and then there's this other idea about persistence. So not only was it important for me to remove this illusion about myself, whether it was my physical health or my story about who I am as a person, am I persistent or am I flighty, right? Not only is it my job to investigate those stories for their truth in the now, not past, not future, right now in this moment, is it true? When I look at those questions and I start to investigate that, I can find a lot of evidence for how it is true, despite my story about myself. Now, the same was true for my health, right? I identified myself as strong, healthy, go for it. Was it true in that moment? It wasn't true physically. Where was I strong? I was strong mentally. Thank God. So what it took for me was to unravel these layers a little bit. Look at the illusion that I had created. Look at the story I'd wrapped around my life, what I thought was true about my body, my mind, my spirit, and reevaluate at every turn. And when you find that new truth, celebrate it. Even when it was difficult for me to celebrate the fact that, oh, guess what, Trifany, you are now the sick person that needs help. That was painful. How do you celebrate that? Well, the celebration comes when you realize I got sick because I was so busy, so concentrated on giving to everyone else. I didn't really know self-care. It wasn't even on my radar. I thought I was doing everything I loved. It's time with my kids. It's time with my softball team. It's time with my family. This is wonderful. This is what I want. Not recognizing that I had completely forgotten about my inside self, my inner self, my higher self. I had stopped nurturing that completely. So the piece to celebrate when I peeled back the illusion was this new reality, this new place that I could begin to investigate a new area for me to grow. And give myself credit for recognizing it, for doing it, and now all these years later, for doing it all these years, right? Really taking a moment and appreciating the fact that I have made a consistent investment in myself almost every day. Have I slipped? Absolutely, I'm sure I have. But gosh, even those days, can I give myself credit for just being human and getting back on? Yes, give myself credit there. So we're piggybacking a little bit on last week's theme, but I think it's super important to recognize where we have, number one, the ugly story about ourselves, which isn't helpful. Is there some truth to it? You know, I didn't come up with the idea that I was flighty out of nowhere, right? Like that came from somewhere. So yeah, but was there proof to an alternate a story about myself that could empower me instead of make me feel bad about myself? Absolutely, this persistence piece, right? Understand how these two things really, they go in hand, but more importantly, there's something we can build on every single day. Peeling back the layers of the illusion and giving ourselves credit where credit is due, because when we peel back the story and investigate it for its truth, only then can we really see where we stand in all of that. Only then can we really begin to look at what it is we're really providing to ourselves and to the world. Does that make sense? Yeah? Good. So I've got one more thing that I want to share with you before I go. But before we do that, I want to give you your calendar of events. And I'll put links up on the recording. So if it's easier for you to just watch the recording on YouTube, come to YouTube. Or my blog. I always put these on my blog too. So today we have Conscious Transitions office hours at 11. Conscious Transitions is a home course in grief and growth. So if you're going through something like a divorce and you want to get through it in a healthy way and you want to use it to your advantage and build something great as a result, make the best of your new start. Become a Conscious Transition student. Office hours are today. That's where you ask your questions about the tools, the resources, and the things that you're learning in the course. Tomorrow is the Inside Scope. Every third Thursday, I answer your questions. And one of the things I've gotten a lot since I started this is I don't even know what questions to ask. How do you get so good at investigating yourself and looking at yourself to even know what questions to ask? So tomorrow, we're going to talk about that. How do you even connect these dots between two books and a workout and giving yourself, like, how does that even happen? So we're going to deconstruct some of that tomorrow so that you can get really, really good at investigating yourself, your life, for all of its gems and all of its worth. It's going to be wonderful. So come tomorrow at 9 a.m. Mountain Time here on Periscope. And then next week, 8:27, that's 1 week from today, at 8:30 a.m. is another one of these. Scoping out one of these. I do these at Wednesdays at 8:30 Mountain Time, so make sure you're coming back for that. So the last piece I want to give you, because this is a little tricky, this idea of both illusions and in this case persistence, but it could be really whatever story that you have. I want you to recognize that the idea of giving credit where credit is due, the idea of even understanding what it is that we're looking at in ourselves, we really want this to come in its appropriate layers, right? So there was a layer that was physical, so it was obvious. My illness made it obvious. I could not ignore the fact that I was sick. My body was not going to let that happen, right? I could not ignore the fact that the more I tried to manhandle myself into wellness, the more sick I got. That was an obvious one. That was a big illusion that I could work on because I couldn't ignore it. These other pieces, these other threads, as you peel back the layers on the story about yourself, understand they come in gradients, right? They come in these little nuanced forms. So even though the illusion at the time was that I was healthy and then I was sick and then any big umbrella story I wrapped in about myself was always the illusion, because what I had in the now, what I had right now, was always a some again on that spectrum, on that gradient, some variation of those truths, and I got to pick. Do you understand? So as you peel back those layers and as you get deeper and deeper in into your truth, that giving credit piece, that investigation piece, it becomes more and more subtle. So where I am today, understanding that I've peeled back these layers, I know I need to give credit where credit is due. I know I need to appreciate myself more. I know that is my truth. It is also my truth that because I'm paying attention to that, and because I'm working on that, I'm getting better at it too. Do you see how there's the peeling back those layers has made it even more nuanced? That both of those things in this moment, today, as I speak to you right now, both of those things are true. It's an area of improvement, and it's an area I have already improved. It gets more subtle, more wispy, harder to grab because it becomes less obvious. And that's how you know you're getting closer and closer and closer to a default that works for you. That's how you know you're getting to that space. I feel like this is people who have already done some of this work are going to be like, yes, that's true. And people who haven't done this are going, what the hell is she talking about? So if you're somewhere on that spectrum and you don't know where the hell I went with this, please send me comments. Please let me know what came up for you as I'm talking about this, because it's a very subtle shift as you begin to understand that. Oh, you're so welcome. I love sharing my stories with you. Thank you for being here and being a part of this experience with me. It wouldn't be the same without you. And there is so much to learn from this idea of collaboration and co-creation and being in this together, that it means so much to me that I even have an audience for these messages, that I even have people in my sphere of influence that want to grow and want to improve and are willing to do this weird, nebulous, tricky stuff that I'm doing, because these shifts happen so subtly and in such small ways. We don't ever want to overlook the progress that we've made. We don't ever want to give up on the things that we're working towards simply because we have a story that says we're not seeing the results we want. So, good luck to you. Our homework this week is to peel back the layers of illusion, right? Constantly question, is it true? Is that even true? That's one of my favorite questions. Is that even true? Whatever it is I'm thinking, is that even true? Question it constantly. Peel back the layers of illusion. Give yourself credit for, in this case, persistence. Give yourself credit for the things that you have developed, that you have conditioned intentionally or unintentionally. Make sure you're constantly on this on your own side, that you're constantly seeing where you have grown and where you have improved and where you want to create a tomorrow that is reflective of the attitude you hold between now and then. So good luck to you. I know this is tricky stuff. Like I said, send me your questions. We're in this together. So don't check out. Stay in here with me and show up tomorrow. Remember to subscribe if you're watching this on the recording and you're not watching live. Subscribe to my channel. Stay in the loop on these and other things that I share, including the inside scopes. And I will see you next time. Bye, everybody.